Authorities are investigating a physical altercation in downtown Walnut Ridge that left one man dead Friday night. According to Walnut Ridge Police Chief Jamie Farrell, officers were dispatched at 10:47 p.m. on January 16th to a report of an unresponsive man following a fight in a parking lot outside Main Street Pizza. Chief Farrell said Sergeant Aaron Moore arrived on the scene and located the victim in the rear parking lot of the restaurant. Moore immediately began performing CPR with assistance from a bystander until additional help arrived. The victim was transported to Lawrence Memorial Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The Walnut Ridge Fire Department and Medic 1 also responded to the incident. Farrell confirmed a suspect has been taken into custody in connection with the altercation, but the names of both the victim and the suspect have not yet been released. Police say the investigation remains ongoing. Anyone who was at Main Street Pizza around the time of the incident or who may have witnessed anything is asked to contact Sergeant Aaron Moore by email at amoore@cityofwalnutridge.org. And an Arkansas woman was taken into custody Sunday morning in Howe County on an outstanding warrant. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 69-year-old Deborah S. Henry of Salem, Arkansas, was arrested on a Taney County warrant for failure to appear. Following the arrest, Henry was transported to the Howe County Jail, where she was held pending further court proceedings. A Thayer man was taken into custody Saturday on an outstanding warrant. According to the Thayer Police Department, 31-year-old Nathan Wade Epley was arrested on January 17th on an Oregon County probation violation warrant stemming from an original charge of peace disturbance first offense. Epley was booked into the Thayer jail, where bond was set at $2,500 cash or surety. He remains held pending further court proceedings. And a Fredericktown woman was injured in a single vehicle crash Sunday afternoon near Mountain View. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the 61-year-old was driving a 2017 Ford Escape on Highway 60 when she traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck an embankment, and came to rest on the shoulder. The crash occurred approximately 6 miles west of Mountain View. The woman was transported by ambulance to Mercy St. Francis Hospital in Mountain View for treatment of minor injuries. Firefighters from the Mountain View Fire Department and the Arkansas Forestry Division battled an overnight brush fire that quickly spread and resulted in a structure fire early Thursday morning. According to the Mountain View Fire Department, crews were called to Highway 5 just south of Mountain View around midnight on January 16th. Officials say high winds caused an initial grass fire to intensify, blowing embers across the highway and igniting a nearby vacant structure. Firefighters reported the unoccupied building contained numerous vehicles, appliances, and other stored items, which added to the difficulty of controlling the blaze. A total of 6 emergency vehicles and 13 firefighters from both agencies responded to the scene. Crews worked for several hours before bringing the fire under control, finally clearing the area around 4:30 a.m. No injuries were reported during the incident. And the West Plains School District has announced that Sarah Land will serve as principal for the West Plains Elementary beginning with the 2026-27 school year. Land currently serves as the assistant principal at the elementary school and brings more than 20 years of experience within the district. During her career, she has taught multiple grade levels ranging from kindergarten through the fourth grade. District officials say her longtime dedication to students, staff, and the West Plains school community has helped create a positive and supportive learning environment. Land holds a Master of Education in Education Administration from William Woods University and a Bachelor of Science degree from Missouri State University. School leaders say her combination of classroom experience and educational leadership makes her well prepared to step into the principal role. The district says it looks forward to Land's continued service and leadership as she takes on her new responsibilities in the next years ahead.